Blackstone Publishing presents All Things Left Wild, a novel by James Wade. This book is read by Bradford Hastings. For Jordan. Prologue. Two barn swallows hopped and danced between thin branches in a grove of tangled salt cedar, never getting too close or too far from one another. It was as if their movements were circumscribed by some choreography they were born knowing, and should either decide to quit the routine, the other would surely die of incertitude, and the world would become, in an instant, a less balanced place. I watched them, turning away from the sad scene in front of me. Now, the cemetery wasn't much to look at, unless you were needing to look at wood crosses and shoot up dirt. There were a few rocks. Somebody had tried to set up a little fence around the graves and their markers, but it didn't take. And now there were old posts lying about on the ground like bodies waiting to be buried themselves. Fall was late in coming, but the morning air was crisp, and the baked brown grass held on to the dew as long as it could, fighting the rising sun over water rights. The land sloped down into town, and the trail up the hill was covered in greasewood and flowered yucca, and the preacher had spoken of the beauty of the morning and the wonder of eternity and all that it held. Beyond the plots, the trail gave out, like some woe-begone spirit too tired to continue, and there the sumac grew thick and would oftentimes mantle the valley with its perfumed scent. Higher still, the earth pitched itself toward the sky, and borne upon it were the juniper and pine of the high country, and out from amongst them he rode, atop the old bay horse he'd given to her when